Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Brinkley. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Brinkley and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
So I want you to look with me in the book of Genesis chapter 23 at a remarkable little passage of scripture that I pray God burns into your heart like he has mine in verse 17. And so the field of Ephron was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field, the cave which was in it. All the trees, the fields, the border surrounding were deeded to Abraham as a possession, verse 18. In the presence of his sons. Verse 19, and after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah. Everybody say Machpelah. Machpelah means Mac, cave, Pelah, double. The cave of double or the cave of couples. That's what I want to talk about, the cave of couples. How do I get there? How do I keep my marriage together? And when this life is over, we made it all the way to the cave of couples where Abraham and Sarah, they started their journey together. They ended their journey together in the cave of couples. Isaac and Rebecca started their journey together. And the Bible said they were buried in the cave because the parents set the example. The next generation said, doesn't matter if we're not getting along, our parents modeled for us that we need to stay together. They were buried in the cave of couples. Isaac and Rebekah followed the example and were buried in the cave of couples. And then Jacob and Leah were buried in the cave of couples. How in the world do we get through this life, two totally different people, and end in the cave of couples? Adam and Eve were the first couple that we read about in the Bible. God made them a couple. The word mate is used to refer in the animal kingdom. The mate of a monkey, the mate of a lion. It can also be used about the sock that's missing. Where's the mate of that sock? Where's the shoe, the other shoe? But when he describes in Genesis the woman, he calls her the help meet, M-E-E-T. That is not a mispronunciation or some kind of difference in translation. That is a specific word for a specific reason. It's interesting. God called the wife the help meet, not help mate. Help meet, M-E-E-T. The Hebrew word is nezer. Nezer. It's the word from which we get Ebenezer. Now, the word Ebenezer, if you live in the South, somewhere in your town, there's a Baptist church called Ebenezer Baptist. Whether you know what it means or not, it's there. I guarantee. How many have ever heard of Ebenezer Baptist? I thought so. Well, that's the story, and this is so important, so just stay with me. That's the story of when Israel was fighting the Philistines, and they were about to wipe them out, and God started throwing hailstones from heaven and delivered God's people. And as a memorial, the Bible said that they built a memorial to God, and they called it Eber, which means to build, Nezer, Ebenezer. The Nezer part means divine help, to build with divine help. In other words, the only way we made it through the battle we went through was with divine help. And when God speaks of the wife, he says, she is, sir, your divine help. She's it. That's why the Bible said, whoever finds a wife or divine help finds favor with the Lord. You're going to win or lose your battles depending on whether or not you've got some divine help in your corner. You've got some divine help praying for you when you go to your job. You've got some divine help in that wife helping you raise those children. You've got some divine help in that wife building that career and that business. God says, without her, the divine help that you need will not be there. You better cherish her. You better appreciate her. You better love her, because she is your easer. She'll ease your burdens. Women are multipliers. Women are incubators. Women increase anything you give them. If a man gives a woman a seed, she'll incubate it. She'll multiply it. She'll increase it. And 9 months later, she'll give him back a baby. You give a woman your bachelor's pad after you get married, she'll incubate it, multiply it, increase it. You get furniture, you get curtains, you get a house. It won't look like a battle zone from the Battle of Armageddon. It will look like something got a hold, and she'll multiply it and give it back to you. You give a woman trouble, she'll incubate it, multiply it. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall she give it back to you? But don't you ever forget, she's a multiplier. She's your divine help. Look at your wife and say, you are my divine help. Some women fight depression because their husbands are successful and they build huge corporations, or they really win in whatever field they're in, succeed. And they're made almost to feel unimportant and unnecessary, and just everybody's about, I'll speak in my own life. Everybody, you know, they talk about whatever little success I've had. They almost can ignore your family, your wife. They always are behind the scenes. The truth is, without my divine help, this ministry wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be holding a microphone. We better never forget that. It's a lie. You are important. You do matter. You can make a difference. You're the difference of whether he wins or loses. Your husband needs divine help in a human package. Except the Lord build the house. They that labor, labor in vain. Except the Lord build your home, you're laboring in vain. And God said, the way I'm going to build it is I'm going to give you divine help. And you better treat her right, because she's your anointing. She's your favor. How you treat her will determine how I listen to your prayers. That's an actual scripture in the Bible. She's your divine help. And when you get to thinking that you're really something and you're ignoring her, belittling her, competing and acting as though you've done it, don't you ever forget she is your divine help. And unless the Lord builds the house, we're striving together. We're praying together. We're dreaming together. We're doing the Lord's will together. We're raising kids together. We're building a house together. We're doing life together. So important. A couple in love, a spiritual union together. So here's the deal. Sarah and Abraham started out on a spiritual journey that was remarkable. We talk about Abraham, but we have to remember Sarah's the one who gave birth to the promise. She was his divine help. And she died at the age of 137. Actually, she was 127, and he was shocked that she died. Why he was 137 and he thought he would die first. That's why we buy insurance policies, because usually the men die first. He bought a cave so big that it was 375 feet by 500 feet, large enough to literally hold hundreds of couples. One scholar said it was large enough to hold all of the original children of Israel, which were 12 children of Jacob, plus Isaac, plus Abraham and their wives. All of them could have been buried. But what is interesting is only three generations kept the marriage covenant serious enough to make the journey back and be buried in the cave of couples. By the fourth generation, marriage apparently, potentially, possibly, it just wasn't important enough to make it, even though we started. The rest of the family said, we're going to lose this tradition of starting out together and being buried together. And I think we need to understand that we're setting the example for our children. That so much is hanging on us. So much is depending on us. So much is absolutely attached to us that if we go down, our families go down. Listen, let me tell you something. This is interesting. Do you know that the atom is the smallest portion of matter that you can get down to? Everything's made of matter. Everything I'm holding, everything you see is matter. And if you could reduce down to the smallest portion of what matter is, it's one atom. And you cannot divide an atom and get half and half. Because if you take an atom and you split the atom, you don't get half and half. People think if we get a divorce, we'll just split. And you get half and I get half, and you get the boy and I get the girl, and you get the house and I get the condo, and you get the truck and I get the car, and you get the dog and I get the cat, and that's how you end a marriage. That's not, when you split an atom, you know what happens, don't you? That's how we have the atom bomb. Because when you split an atom, it doesn't split evenly. It splits all the atoms around it. When you split your marriage, it doesn't just affect you too, but it destroys and devastates. All that is one atom being split. And it attacks everything around it. That's what divorce does. That's what splitting up does. It decimates cousins and aunts and uncles and families and loved ones. They're decimated because two split. That's what the enemy wants to do to your marriage and to your home. And you have to have a made-up mind. I'm going to the cave of couples. Arm in arm, hand in hand, head, heart in heart, side by side, we're going to stay together. It's not a one-man show. I don't want a man cave. I want a couple's cave. I don't understand men who go off and leave their wives all the time. It's okay to go off and have fun with your buddies every once in a while. But my God, when you're doing everything, you're not a man cave, you're a couple cave. You ought to do everything together as much as you can. Every once in a while, get with the guys and go do this and do that. But you shouldn't have any friend that matters more than her. Notice that Pila means double. Everybody say double. If you stay together, if you make it to the cave of couple, you get the cave of couples, you get double. You get double the strength. You get double the protection over your children and your grandchildren. You get double the favor of God. You get double the prosperity. You get double the Bible said one can put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. That means you become 10 times stronger, sir, when you and your wife are standing together. I know you're big. I know you're bad. I know you got it all together, dear lady, but you are 10 times stronger when your husband is standing with you. There's something about the person who has that mate, that spouse with them. You become, one is puts 1,000, two, 10,000. You're 10 times stronger. Think about your family is under 10 times the protection when you are together. The enemy cannot destroy the home that says we're going to the cave of couples, and divorce isn't going to get our marriage, and it's not going to get our children's marriage and our children's children's marriage. By the grace of God, we will not quit. Well, you don't understand what's happened. You don't know what I've been through. Fight for what's left. I don't care how bad the enemy has devastated. I don't care if there's been infidelity. I don't care what. These are real things that people deal with. You've been shocked. You've been hurt. You've been broken. But I'm telling you that God can heal. God can restore. God can fix. God can bring back. God, fight for what's left. The enemy may have attacked your family, but it's not perfect families that make it to the cave of couples. It's families that have been through hell, but they got the grace of God, and they said, we'll fight for what's left, and God gave them the grace to recover it all. Hallelujah. Give God a great shout of praise if you believe. He restores what the enemy tried to take. Abraham made it. Isaac and Sarah made, and Rebecca made it. Jacob and Leah made it to the cave of couples, and none of them were perfect. Abraham was a liar. Yes, he lied. Don't you know she was disappointed in him? Read your Bible. Isaac was a luster. Abraham was a liar, and Jacob was a loser. So God said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God of liars, lusters, and losers. If you give me your family, you got any of those stuff in your home? God says, give me all the lies, give me all the lusts, give me all the losers. I can touch it with my grace, and I can make winners out of that house, and I can bless that house, and I can anoint that house. If you don't praise God, the rocks will cry out. It's the truth. You don't have to give up. You don't have to quit. We're going to the cave of couples. Divorce is not an option. That's not something we can talk about and look to. And I'm telling somebody, by the anointing of God in this conference, the enemy's power is going to be broken off of your family. And what the devil thought was cursed and doomed, God's going to turn into a blessing for generations. Give God a great praise if you believe in grace. 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 There's so much on us, you know. So much is hanging on us. So much is connected to us. So much that if the atom of your marriage splits, it doesn't just split you two, husband and wife, but it splits everything around you. It decimates families and children, homes. This nail that I have up here, this nail represents your marriage. So this is a test. This nail represents you and your wife, you and your spouse, you and your husband. This nail is you and your husband. This is a portrait of Jesus. And through the cross, through the nails, and the blood that he shed, you and your spouse enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ, where his blood covers you, where his blood says what has started for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. Here's the big words: till death do we part. We're going all the way to the cave of couples. And once you enter into Christ, you have his grace, his power, his forgiveness, his anointing, his Holy Spirit on your relationship. But it's not just you and your mate that have entered into Christ. But you've got so many responsibilities, and you've got the pressures of life, and you've got bills that have to be paid, and it just begins to hang on you. And then something happens. Life just begins to happen. Maybe one of the children gets sick, or you go through cancer with a relative, a family, and it's another strain, and you feel the stress of it, and it's hanging on that relationship. And now the financial pressure begins to have impact on this in Christ marriage and home and family. Not only that, but there's nothing, you know, people who lose a child, people who lose in an accident. I've walked through many in this church who lost tragically a child, and the enemy decimates those marriages because their pain is connected to one another, because they lost a child to cancer or a car wreck. And now suddenly that it's pulling on them. It's pulling on them. And then, you know, if you get married and everything's good, and then she gets pregnant, and then she gets pregnant again, and then she gets pregnant again. I should say y'all get pregnant, not she. It takes two to tangle. And she's pregnant, and there's pressure, and then there's pressure at work. Oh, the pressure of work. You just don't understand me, Cherise. You just don't understand the pressure I'm under. How many times have you heard me? You just don't know what it's like to have to preach Sunday. It's an exam. It's an essay every week. Dear God, do you understand the pressure I live under, woman? Then Dad dies. Mom dies. Loved ones die. Funerals. And it just gets heavier, and more is pulling on you and the whole family. Because notice the nails going down, if you notice that. And then everything's hanging on you, and suddenly the whole family falls to pieces. The whole marriage falls to pieces. The whole everything. Because here's the reason why. And I want to tell you why. You know why it couldn't handle all the things that were hanging on? It was too shallow. The only way to handle life as it gets heavier and heavier and heavier, you got to go deeper and deeper and deeper into Jesus. We got something greater that'll hold us together. We got, every time life comes, we're going to go deeper into Him. We don't let trials and troubles and issues and problems stop us. We go deeper into Him. He's the answer. And I don't care what's hanging on you. When you get in Him, you can handle it. Give God a great praise if you know that there's a rock that you can build your house on and it'll stand. Let's stand up on our feet. And so I wrote this down and I want to close with it. I want you to look at your, if you're a man, look at your divine help in a human package. And I want you to say these words. Me and you are going to end our journey together. I love you. You're my divine help. You're the easer of my life. We'll be buried together. We were married together. We said, till death do we part. And nothing's going to ever change that. Don't you ever question it. Don't you ever worry. We're not a perfect couple. We're not flawless. But we've got grace. Say this. Say this now. I make you a vow. God gave you to me. And I make you this pledge. We're going to end the journey at the Cave of Couples. No quitting. No giving up. We just will go deeper into Jesus. No matter what life brings, we are together forever. Give God a great praise right now. And you better kiss her if you got any sense, or hug her or something. I didn't say make a baby. I said, seeing people, calm down. All right. Every head bowed, every eye closed. And how many of you got this word in your heart that I'm going to the Cave of Couples? It's not an option for me. It's not an option. If you're in this room with every head bowed, every eye closed, and you say, Jensen, I'd love to just pray a prayer. And I'd just love to know that I've been forgiven. Everybody, pray this prayer out loud. Just say these words, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you. I'm giving you these days with my mate. And we're 10 times stronger because we're standing here saying, God, heal everything wrong, everything broken, restore back to us anything we've lost, I receive answers. I receive words from God. Say, I'm forgiven and I am loved by God through Jesus Christ. Give the biggest praise you can right now.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life, and we'll share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter at Jensen or Facebook at Jensen Franklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast, and have a great week.